Inside Sources.
Inside Sources.
America's voice of reason. Boyd Matheson.
On Utah's home for elevated conversation.
Inside Sources on KSL News Radio.
Well, the impact and sudden collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in the city of Baltimore earlier this week has caused shockwaves throughout the city. And, of course, impact of the collapse will be felt for a very, very long time. However, as we look at the efforts that have already begun to clear debris from the river to mitigate the impact on people's lives and the overall economy, not just in the Maryland area, but throughout the country. So we want to dig in just a little bit in terms of what needs to be done in the aftermath of this kind of major accident. And what role does the federal government play? What is the state going to have to do in this kind of recovery effort? So I want to start with something that took place just about an hour and a half ago. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg held a press conference to talk about the recovery effort. In that press conference, he laid out the main points that the Department of Transportation will be dealing with.
From a Department of Transportation perspective, that really comes down to four major focus areas. Reopen the port, deal with the supply chain implications until the port does reopen, rebuild the bridge, and deal with the surface transportation implications until the bridge is rebuilt.
So all of those significant pieces of the puzzle there. Obviously, you got to reopen the port. That's a big deal. There's going to be all kinds of ripples to that in terms of the supply chain, what's coming in, what's going out, what can and can't be done there. You obviously have the overall big challenge of rebuilding the bridge. That's going to take some time. And then, of course, you have the surface transportation issue as well. And there's sort of three bridges or systems. One's more of a tunnel that actually move people back and forth around that particular area, some taking people from the Maryland side into Washington, D.C. And as you look at that part of it, that's clearly going to create some extra congestion, some extra traffic concerns. So those are going to have to be dealt with. And some of that will be federal, and a lot of that's going to have to be local as well. Secretary Buttigieg also talked about the economic impact of the accident and what that's going to mean for Baltimore and what that's going to mean for the rest of the country.
We are concerned about the local economic impact with some 8,000 jobs directly associated with port activities. No matter how quickly the channel can be reopened, we know that it can't happen overnight, and so we're going to have to manage the impacts in the meantime.
8,000 jobs directly affected. I've seen numbers as high as 15 of kind of the ripple effect of that in terms of jobs in that area. And so that is significant. And a lot of those labor jobs, again, all of those are going to be real stressors there. So it'll be fascinating to see how they navigate that and what kinds of things they try to put in place to mitigate some of the negative impact economically from the bridge collapse. One reporter asked Secretary Buttigieg the question I think everybody is thinking, and that is, okay, the bridge is down. How long is it going to take to clear it? How long is it going to take to rebuild it? How long till we return to, quote, normal?
Too soon to be certain. What I'll say in the case of the bridge is that the original bridge took 5 years to construct. That does not necessarily mean it will take 5 years to replace, but that tells you what went into that original structure going up. Again, we need to get a sense of the conditions of the parts that look okay to the naked eye, but we just don't know yet, especially in terms of their foundational infrastructure. So it is going to be some time.
This is one of those things that I think we've sort of lost in the country is our ability to do like these big kind of projects that we used to do. And this kind of bridge is an interesting one in that it was such an iconic bridge. There were very few places in and around Baltimore and the Maryland area there that you couldn't see the bridge. And, of course, the historic significance of it being the Francis Scott Key Bridge, I think, added to that lore and kind of the luster that it put on the city. And so I think there's a little bit of a feeling of loss today as people recognize that something they've looked at and looked towards for so many years is now just gone in an instant. I think that's an interesting thing to keep our eye on as well. As Secretary Buttigieg closed out the press conference today, and again, this was part of the White House press briefing, he talked about the case of other large industrial accidents. He talked about infrastructure failures. He talked about how the country will do what it has always done in these kinds of challenges, and that's come together, support rebuilding as long as it takes to get things going for Maryland, for Baltimore, and for the country.
Bottom line, as President Biden has made clear, the federal government will provide all of the support that Maryland and Baltimore need for as long as it takes, and we will work with Congress to deliver on that. For the families of those presumed lost, for the people of Baltimore who are going to be feeling this closure in day-to-day life, and for everyone affected by the port closure and its supply chain impacts, the president and the whole government will be here with you until everything is rebuilt stronger than ever.
So, again, a positive message there from Secretary Buttigieg that the government's going to stay there, that they're going to help those that have been impacted and affected by all of this as long as it takes. That's usually the call in these kinds of situations. And it will be a very interesting. The bridge was nearly 50 years old, 47 years old, first opened up in 1977. And so that's another interesting thing to look at. We've heard a lot about the aging infrastructure of the country. I don't think the age had anything to do with the collision that took place. I don't think any bridge would be built to sustain that kind of force coming at it. And so I don't think this was necessarily an aging infrastructure issue. Just an unfortunate accident, to be sure. And, of course, there's a lot of things still going on in terms of the investigation and what caused that barge to lose power, lose control like that, and slam in to the Francis Scott Key Bridge. There was an interesting piece in The Atlantic today as well talking about the bridge and what it has meant to the city. And one of the things that I thought was really interesting was that this little place in this inlet where a lot of times it feels kind of small and people feel kind of trapped, that the bridge was this visual of hope for the future and possibilities. It was the connecting point. It was what allowed things to come from around the world into Baltimore, into Maryland, and for Maryland to send its best out into the world. And to be part of an interconnected world. And so I thought that was an interesting thing. The mental, emotional component to the bridge is one that I don't think we've really talked about a whole lot. But I do think there's some interesting things that we'll continue to keep our eye on as it relates to that. Because I do think that's an important thing for Baltimore. I think this was part of its psyche. It was part of its heritage and history. And it was, again, this connection to the rest of the world. It was really the way it did that. So a lot of fascinating stuff going on there as it relates to the bridge and the infrastructure. It'll be interesting to see what President Biden does next. Will he make a trip out there and do any kind of press or gathering? Clearly, we've had loss of life as well. So that's another important component to all of this. And one of the challenging points, I believe, too, there's been a lot of press conferences around this tragic accident and the bridge collapse. And again, there are families that had loved ones who didn't come home from work. Those that were working in and around there, I do think the response, I think, was swift. If you look at the timeline of how that played out and the fact that they were able to stop additional traffic from going onto the bridge clearly saved a lot of lives. The fact that there was a mayday there that alerted a lot of folks to get out of the way and to get into safer spaces, I think was also very important in this whole process. So an interesting thing to keep our eye on as we look at the bridge collapse and the aftermath and what comes next. This will be a long one. We know it took 5 years to build in 1977. How long will it take now? How long will the red tape and the regulatory things that have slowed down so many other infrastructure projects impact the rebuilding of the bridge in Baltimore? We'll track that as well. We'll step aside for one last break and come back with some final thoughts on Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. Stick around. We'll be right back.